open and informed discussion on the challenges schools, teachers, and students face during COVID-19. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Welcome back, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. If you missed the first half hour, you missed Alfie Cohn, the one and only in the Cohn Zone here on Busted Pencils, dealing with learning loss, progressives, and the possibility. And I even tried to get Alfie to imagine a post-pandemic where progressive education and deep learning rule the day, make sense, and we don't go back to traditionalism. And, well, he wishes the same thing, but the reality is that I don't know. Learning loss and the continued argumentation of learning loss and, in fact, standardized testing continues to go forward. You got something to say about education, what Alfie had to talk about. 844-967-2789. The number is 844-967-2789. Learning loss. Is it real? Is it something we need to be concerned about? Are the teachers out there, as we're finishing up essentially this last month of schooling, should they be concerned about what has been lost during this year? Should we be drilling students on every continuous fact that they may have missed? Oh, wait. Tim, we don't even know what they have lost. Yeah, I know. In fact, that's the argument that we now hear from the Biden administration and the current Secretary of Education, who during the Trump administration, we actually had Betsy DeVos agree during COVID that we could suspend standardized testing for a year. And as we said earlier, the world did not stop turning. But now during the Biden administration, with the Secretary of Education, who's an educator, Cardona, we're now going to administer tests. And the biggest issue for why is because we need to measure, Evan, everything you've lost this year by not being in school face-to-face. Because if I don't understand what you don't know, I won't know what to teach you what to know. Therefore, I won't have anything to teach what you've lost. You get it?
I think I'm following.
Okay. So I got to test you because this year has been horrible for kids. They've lost so much. The problem is we don't know exactly what it is that they've lost. So even though the Biden administration promised, literally promised, on stage, Biden, the candidate, no, he would not bring back standardized testing. It's like, nah, you know what, though? Because this has been such a really bad year, we really need to give these tests. And it's not because we want to see who's bad teachers. And they're framing it in all these ways about saying it's because we need to know what Evan lost. Because I can't come up with the curriculum and the teaching content for you, Evan, if I don't know what you've lost. So this is the framing of why we have to test this year. It's not because we want to worry about punishing teachers and who's got failing schools. It's because when I collect the data from the tests, I can then design interventions to help address everything, Evan, my daughter Lacey, you name it, every kid out there, everything they've lost will learn from these tests.
And this is supposing that these tests accurately identify this lost knowledge.
Yes.
Do they?
Well, you're bringing up a whole other question about what do the tests actually measure. But now let's assume, though, that we really are concerned about learning loss. Forget about, are the tests really going to tell us this? The problem with the fact of this is that are we concerned that students may have become confused about how the Earth turns on its axis, how that rotation around the sun in an elliptical orbit produces seasons and things like, are we concerned about that and then how that basic understanding and then understanding the biological concepts of decomposition and the use of carbon and then how the carbon going up into the atmosphere and all of that interrelatedness has to climate change, that's not on that test, Evan. Okay, so even if, so when somebody says, I'm really concerned about learning loss, and then I bring up that concept, like so you're worried that kids don't really understand how to continue to articulate, well, climate change. They'll be like, well, no, we want to know, like, did they forget how to read?
That's the thing. It seems like it's also sort of supposing that kids learn on a continuum, and any interruption of this continuum just causes madness.
Well, it's like Alfie said, it's like, you know, forget it. I mean, if they're not sitting in front of an adult who's telling them what to know, they're not learning.
Sure, sure.
Okay. And again, that's where we went with Alvin, that traditionalism. And think about how ingrained that is, though, too, for people to say, well, yeah, that makes sense. And in fact, when you hear people talk about learning loss, it can cut across all the political spectrums because people have, for the most part, have learned how not to learn and believe that learning is hearing someone tell you something.
Sure. No, I can see that.
You know,
yeah.
So if the vast majority of the population believe that learning occurs when you're told something, and if they now believe that kids weren't told things over this past year, well, then they must have lost something.
It's not such a leap. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they must have lost something. So therefore, let me come in testing company X, B, or forget about that, Pearson, and go, we have the solution. We're going to sell you diagnostic tests, or not even diagnostic, but tests that will help teachers quantify and understand the depth of the learning that was lost so that they can I'm not even going to use the word. I'm sorry, because it's not teaching. But so teachers can retell the kids all the things that they weren't told this past year. And that's how we remedy learning loss, is by retelling over and over what you haven't heard before.
It feels psychotic to me. Like there's this manic energy behind it, and it's maddening. It's really intense.
But
I'm not a child anymore.
But you feel, though, and understand why it almost feels common sense to some people to go, yeah, that makes, because when I was in school, I learned by listening.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I always love this one. And if you're one of those people who use this all the time, 844-967-2789, please let me hear this. This is the end all of this argument. It worked for me, and I'm always standing in front of that person going,
I'm unconvinced.
I'm not so sure you've given me a great argument by using yourself as evidence that it worked. Okay? So if it worked for you, we are inviting you, 844-967-2789, to tell me how it worked for you. I won't learn what you've told me because it'll be just you telling me, but it would at least be nice to hear someone call in and go, Tim, that guest of yours, Alfie Cohen, you guys just don't get it. You don't understand. Real learning occurs when real listening occurs, when real smart people tell people what they don't know.
Oh, man.
Okay. Now, think about that, though, too. That's the other part of the premise here is that it also assumes you, Evan, me, my daughter, any kid out there, that you don't know anything before you met me, that you have nothing in your brain. It's just when, and I don't know, maybe you're over there saying, well, you know, it's not a whole lot. No. I mean, there's a lot going on in everybody's brain over the lifetime. And this idea that, quote, that you, because someone didn't pour something into your brain, that you now don't know that. Even that is a total misconception. As we talk about earlier in the show, progressive education also understands that learning never occurs in a blank slated vacuum, or as they refer to, a bucket that is filled. In fact, what we experience when we're in the process of learning is bounced off of and integrated, and sometimes even rattles the things that are already in our head. In fact, a disequilibrium when we're really engaging in learning is when you can start to see, and in fact, any of you teachers out there who have truly witnessed learning, you see it in the brains, you see it in their eyes, you see it happening, because it's something absolutely amazing to watch. It's never, oh my God, I was so awesome on how I just explained that to those kids. Call us 844-967-2789. Busted Pencils, back after the break.